Okay, then we are going to go ahead and wrap up final comments, 2 minutes each. We'll start at the end with Mr. Bowen and then come this way, and that'll be it for questions.
Great, thank you. Well, again, I just want to keep our city great. I'm concerned about the direction that our city's going. I don't believe that adding more debt when we already have a lot of debt is the right way to go. I don't believe that raising taxes when we already have high taxes is the right direction to go. I would like to use the existing funds that we have, which are adequate. We have $52 million in the budget this year. Let's prioritize those correctly to address the things that are most critical and most important, and get that stuff done so that we can continue to have a great city.
Thank you for being here. I know it takes a little time out of your schedule. I'm finding out this is a pretty busy and interesting calling to do this, but what I'd like to do is just let you know how much I appreciate you being here. I'd love to be the councilman for the city of American Fork. I think we've got great things to be done here. And again, we've got to set people free. If there's a difference between the government and the families, who's going to take a bite of their budget? It's got to be government every time. Government always takes the bite of the budget. They're the ones that have to balance their budgets. They need to take the burdens off of families. We have too many burdens on families. And people, some of us have more income and don't feel the burden quite as much, but there are a lot of people who feel great stress, and they don't need any more stress in their families. They need less stress. So when it comes between government and families, families always win. And every decision should be made that families win, not the government.
Once again, thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. There's been a lot of talk about the bond, and I would just urge all of you to, before you vote, make sure that you understand the issues, understand the reasons for the bond, and understand the reasons why you vote the way you do. Please be educated. There's two more open house town meetings. I'll be honest, I'm not sure when they are. There's one next week, and I think there's one the week after. I think people have to be
the following Tuesday.
Next Thursday.
Next Tuesday.
Anyway, check the website. There's more open house. So please become educated. Another thing I would urge, regardless of how this election turns out, this past year we passed the budget. We had an open meeting to talk about the budget, and we had crickets in the city council chambers. I would urge all of you to get involved, give your suggestions, let the city leaders know how you feel and what's important to you. I think that's important, and they need to know. Thank you.
I had a newspaper reporter in my office recently, and she asked, what was the best thing about being married in Redmond Fork? And I says, representing the wonderful people of this community. And I honestly believe that 95% of the people do what they're supposed to do, set their garbage cans out on Thursday, bring them back in after the garbage truck goes by, sweep the gutters, mow their lawns, wash the windows, and make you proud to be their neighbor. That's what I really enjoy about being the mayor of American Fork. There's always that 5% that caused 95% of the problems. So what's the worst point about being mayor? That 5%. Because they cause 95% of the problems. Just like your family, like the guys at your job, just like anything else. But it's my pleasure to represent you, to be part of you, and to have some great families and some great friendships because of our service in American Fork. I ask you to look at the issues. Find out all the information you can get. Don't be taken back by those passing out literature because it's maybe not entirely 100% correct, but satisfy yourself before you go to the polling place and check the block for what you think is the best for American Fork City's future. I'm happy to answer anybody's questions. Take any time you need. I'll stay as long as I can to do that. Thank you very much.
Giving the highest return to the homeowner and the business owner within the community. That's the goal. The goal is to decrease your property taxes, decrease your utility costs that we see every month, to entice businesses to come into our community and draw them into our community so that we can alleviate that burden, so we can better our infrastructure, so we can maintain our excellent quality of life. That is why we are here. All of us stand here before you tonight in attempting to do the same thing. We all seek a goal of trying to give back to our community. Again, just trying to give you more value to what we are currently spending. That is my goal. Asking for your vote. Again, pay attention to the issues. We currently have the highest utility costs in all of Utah County, Northern Utah County, Spanish Fork. If the bond goes through, you'll have the highest property taxes in all of Kentucky. And currently, we do have a large debt issue. Do these things affect businesses from coming into our community and taking that tax burden off of you? Again, we all seek your vote. Study us out. So again, thank you for coming out tonight. We appreciate your support. And it's great to see that we're all concerned in our community. I'd like to say this in Jesus Christ's name.
Thank you, candidates. If you allow me as mayor, please to say one more thing. If you would, join me in a round of applause for Rob Martin, our moderator, and for voting.